Tim Hill, director, executive director of the Star Valley Arts Council, and Tina Crowther. So I think the first thing to cover, of course, is this children's summer theater camp. And Tim, you've mentioned it a couple times. Willy Wonka coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, I think Tina and Teresa made a great choice there. We're really excited about the production. I think our hearts are, you know, everyone has Willy Wonka. There's some little place in our hearts where that show is filled a spot. So just a wonderful show. So we're really excited to put that on and just to involve the community in that, and especially the kids.
Well, Tina, this is a production I think people are really looking forward to, even those that aren't involved. I'm pretty excited about this. So Tim mentioned a great pick. How did this come about? How did you guys settle on Willy Wonka Jr.?
So Teresa, who is my mom, she is the one with all the directing experience, and she's done it a couple of times, and she just loved it. So she said, if you want me back next year, let's do Willy Wonka. It's my favorite, and it really is a fun show.
So auditions are coming up quickly. Tell us what you're looking for auditions, what you need, all the details, ages, and how many kids.
Yeah, so all the kids. ages, we're doing ages 6 to 16. And all they have to do is come with a little bit of a song to show us and maybe a nursery rhyme or something, not even memorized. They can read it if they want to. And mostly everybody who wants to gets to be in it. We're not going to turn anybody away. We just mostly want to see, you know, what they can do and who we can put in the different parts. I mean, obviously you have to cast the show, but we want everybody who wants to.
Well, I think the great thing about Willy Wonka Jr. is you really need that big age range, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
If you gotta have all those different age groups in it. So 6 to 16, tell me dates and times and where.
Okay. So auditions are Wednesday, May 31st. We're doing 5 to 7 this time. Hopefully we maybe catch a few whose parents, you know, can't bring them till the evening or whatever. And it's at the Ford Theater.
So 2 Wednesdays from now, this upcoming, but the following.
Now. Yep.
So 5 to 7 and just show up any time during that time period.
Yep. We'll have a little sign up out front and we'll kind of call you in as you come. So if you need to be quick, come at the beginning and we'll get you in right away. And then rehearsals start on Friday right after that. So we'll give you Thursday to decide, yep, I can do it. It's going to work. Because sometimes it doesn't. You find your part and you say, oh, you know what? Shoot, it's not going to work. Anyway, Friday is when rehearsal will start.
So you jump right into it. Yep. What kind of time commitment for rehearsals will families be looking at?
So it's about 2 hours a day, 3 hours on Saturdays. It's only 3 weeks because we perform, you know, the third week in June there. And it's a commitment, you know, every day for 2 hours. And for those of us who live in Lower Valley, it's a commitment getting here every day. It's really fun. It's really great to see them put it together that quickly.
We had Duke over 30 kids, I think, right, Tina, last year. Participate. And it was awesome. I think something that's so cool about it, as Tina was saying, is that there's obviously lead roles, right? There's Willy Wonka and, you know, Charlie and the main kids. And but there's all, she can really, they're really great at putting all the kids to work. So Moana Jr., you had kids that were kind of in these chorus roles and acting as waves, or, you know, just different kind of characters that way. So there's really a place for every kid. My 7-year-old is going to be in it for her first time this year. And so we're really excited. It's just a great opportunity.
Well, and now that you've done it for a year, you kind of have some positive experiences to build on, right? I mean, you talk about the time commitment, but what kind of experiences did you have last year that made it worth the time commitment for those participating?
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun to see the kids blossom and just feel comfortable getting up on stage and, you know, loving it. And yes, we worked out a few of the kinks that were a little bit tricky last year, and we're going to change a few things this year, you know, especially for the different age range of kids. We'll have some different activities for the younger kids and stuff when they're not, you know, needing to work on lines or whatever. But we're just excited for this year.
Fantastic. And you have a new microphone system to work with this year on stage.
New sound, new lighting.
You're not excited about that at all, are you?
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, again, in studio this morning, Tina Crowther is helping direct the Children's Summer Theater Camp for Willy Wonka Jr. So The 31st, Wednesday the 31st, 5 to 7 after Ford Theater. Tim, I understand there is a little fee for those to participate in order to make this all possible.
Yeah, there's a lot of cost that comes into both, you know, kind of buying the materials, using the theater, promoting the event, just lots of things, insurance. So we do have a fee. It's going to be $50 for the entire month, right? So per child. So we feel like that's great value. Any additional child, we have some families that have multiple children, any additional child will be half off. And then we also are going to have a needs-based scholarship program. So people can learn about all of that on our website, starvalleyarts.org. There's a section for the Children's Summer Theater Camp. They can apply for the scholarship once they decide that they'd like to have their kids participate. Otherwise, it's $50 per child and then $25 for each additional.
Perfect. And Tina, when it's all said and done, when are production or when are performances?
You might have to help me on the dates, Tim.
Yeah.
it's the Friday night. Saturday, we have a matinee and a evening performance, and the Monday. I think it's the 23rd.
Yeah, so it's June 23rd, 24th. So 24th is that Saturday. So there's a matinee and an evening show, and then wrapping up with another evening show on the 26th, which is Monday. So this will be over Freedom Festival weekend, which really brings a lot of life and energy to downtown Afton. It'll be a lot of fun.
Love it. So again, auditions for Willy Wonka Jr. coming up on Wednesday the 31st, 5 to 7 at the Afton Ford Theater, and then rehearsals begin in earnest the following Friday. So, Tina, anything else we missed about Willy Wonka Jr. you want to mention today?
It's going to be so fun. And if there's somebody out there who doesn't think they can make it to the auditions, call me. We'll figure out a way to get you involved.
Okay. And your contact info is on the website,
it
correct?
It is. Yep. It's everywhere.
Perfect. That's, again, Tina Crowther helping direct the Willy Wonka Jr. Children's Summer Theater Camp happening. And that will begin on the 31st with auditions. Tim, a couple other items with the Star Valley Arts Council. I've seen you guys have been promoting for your replacements.
Yeah.
As executive director.
Yeah, time for me to get out of here. Nobody wants me around anymore. No, we're really excited about this. So, over the last, 5-6 years that I've been involved in the Arts Council in various roles, we've just been growing, adding new events and programs to our season, Children's Summer Theater Camp being one of them just in the last couple years. And as we've grown, I've kind of hit my time availability as far as what I can commit to the Arts Council. So it was really time for me to step aside as executive director and to bring on somebody that's able to put in the time that the Arts Council needs in order to support our programming, our events, do fundraising, and all the things that happen during our season. So I'm really excited. I'll continue serving on the board, but we are now looking for our replacement executive director. This is a kind of a half-time position, salaried position, and it's just a ton of fun. Every day is a little bit different for an executive director, from coordinating events to helping with fundraising, marketing, and promotion of events, keeping task of our unruly board. They're awesome. And just all the other things that are involved in running the organization as far as the day-to-day. So we're really excited about the position and hope we can see some more applicants here.
You know, as you think about the position, is this something that could be fitting for all kinds of various circumstances, right? I'm thinking like a stay-at-home mom or a retired person. I mean, there's all kinds of situations that this would be fitting for.
For sure. Not only is it advantageous from the standpoint of it's half-time, about two and a half days a week is typically what you'll see. But, it's work that can be done pretty much with a laptop and a phone. So if you need to, kind of do a little bit during the day, but you kind of take some of your work home with you in the evening hours, that's totally fine. We're fine with that. And frankly, that's how I've been, fulfilling this position that I've been doing for the last while here. So it's flexible. And we have a really fun, really energetic board. So we're a lot of fun to work with, and it's just a blast helping, move the arts forward in the Valley.
Applications available online?
Online at starvalleyarts.org/job. So starvalleyarts.org/job. You can read the full job description there. And all we're looking for is a resume and a cover letter just expressing your interest. You just email it to us.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yep.
Well, Tim, we certainly appreciate all you have done. The arts are as good as they've ever been, I think, in the Valley right now.
It's been so fun. And between, the Ford Theater and Salt River Arts Society and what you guys do here at SVI, and then up, in the lower valley, there's things that are really happening. So the arts have a a wonderful future, I think, here in this community. And we just want to be part of that and continue to move that vision forward.
Tim Hill, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Details online at starvalleyarts.org. Appreciate Tina joining us in studio as well. Auditions for Willy Wonka Jr. on Wednesday the 31st at the Afton Ford Theater. Tim, Tina, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.